All right, Mike Cossey called in sick this morning, actually texted in sick, and so you've got me for sports. And I guess we can start off with the NFL playoffs. What a weekend, huh? Road team, Colts over the Texans, 21-7. The Cowboys defeated the Seahawks, 24-22. Road team, Chargers over the Ravens, 23-17. Road team Eagles over the Bears in a wild one, 16-15. Bears field goal kicker kicks the winning field goal, but Philadelphia called a timeout. They line up again. He kicks it. It hits the upright, doinks off that, lands on the crossbar, and could doink over it to win, but no, it doinks away from it. And that is all she wrote. That is all she wrote. And that wrapped up wild card weekend. So next weekend we have a bunch of football games once again. For NFL fans. And we'll see if the Road Warriors can continue to win. Pretty amazing. So anyways, so we're all set there, whatever that means. All right, so other sports to take a look at? I think the Bears will be getting themselves into a kicker. Quote is, here's a quote of the Bears kicker. Quote, "I feel terrible," end quote. Yeah, he should. Of course, still nothing like Scott Norwood of the Buffalo Bills, who will forever own the number one missed field goal in the playoffs. But you think back, you've got, I don't know if you remember some of these other kicks that screwed up. I mean, there's been quite a few in the playoffs. It's not that easy. Remember when Tony Romo fumbled the snap and the Dallas Cowboys lost? And, of course, there is Scott Norwood. 47-yard field goal attempt. Wide right. Remember that call? Wide right. And the Giants won 20-19 over the Bills. And by the way, that was the first of four consecutive Super Bowl losses for the Bills. Amazing. Four consecutive runs to the Super Bowl. And my least favorite player, quarterback of of the Los Angeles Chargers, got a win. He's too much of a trash talker for a quarterback for me. I don't know. I think the sleeper teams are in the NFC. I think Philadelphia is a sleeper team in the NFC. I really do. I do believe the Chargers, unfortunately, are the sleeper team in the AFC. We'll have to see what happens. But that's where that stands anyway. So, four games this weekend. We have four more teams to add to the mix next weekend. And the weekend after that will be Championship Sunday. All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we can talk about in sports. I mean, the Yankees re-signed the Orioles reliever that they bought in, Zach Britton. So he signed a new contract with the Yankees. So we'll see what happens. And in baseball news, other than that, Tampa Bay Rays have reduced seating capacity at Tropicana Field to create a more intimate experience. They're going to close off the upper deck of Tropicana Field. All right. They call it improvement in renovations at the dome. Tropicana Field will have an estimated capacity between 25 and 26,000 when the renovations are complete, a reduction of about 5,000 seats from its previous capacity. They plan to improve lighting throughout the stadium and turn a previously tarped section of seats into a common area called the left field ledge. So, I guess that's about it. Not much else in sports. UConn women lost last week. Oh, that always hurts, right? Right. When Mike comes back tomorrow, we'll see how we did with our picks. I forget who I picked and why I picked, but we'll find out then.